don't be surprised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 350, titled, Don't Be Surprised. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, and that is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. We get surprised, don't we, when things come upon us unexpectedly. Many times, many things that occur in our lives come without warning. Allow me to repeat that. Many things that occur in our lives come without warning. Sometimes things like sickness, bills, and family crisis just cannot be anticipated. Even our own death can come by surprise. What comes after death, however, is something that does not need to be a surprise for anyone. It is not God's desire that you be surprised after you die. That is not a good time to be surprised. He tells us in the Holy Bible that every one of us will live somewhere forever. To be prepared for life after death, we must first examine that we believe. We must first examine what we believe about this matter in the light of God's holy word. For example, do you think a person stops existing after death? Well, the Holy Bible, God's holy word, says in Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. The word after tells us that life does not end with death. No matter what you think will happen when you die, God says that his judgment will follow. If you are anticipating nothing after death, you will be surprised. And I am here to tell you, don't be surprised. Do you think God would never send you to hell? Well, the Holy Bible says in Psalm 5:4, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Because God is holy, he must punish sin always. Sin cannot be where God is. We are all sinners. The Bible tells us we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If a person's sin is not cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, by that person trusting Christ as Savior, God must send him to hell. In actuality, he sends himself to hell. Revelation 20:15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." If you think no one goes to hell, you will be surprised. And I'm here to tell you, don't be surprised. And do you think being good will get you into heaven? Well, the Holy Bible says in Isaiah 64:6, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses, good deeds, are as filthy rags." Being a good person is not enough to make us acceptable to God. We are still filthy sinners. Romans 3:12 says that in God's eyes, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Sin means missing the mark. We have all missed God's mark, even though we may do many good things. If you think a person's goodness gets him to heaven, you will be surprised. And I'm here to tell you, don't be surprised. Do you think hell will be just a big party? Well, in the Holy Bible, Matthew chapter 13, verse 50, says that the wicked will be cast into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. A furnace of fire, wailing, and gnashing of teeth do not paint the picture of a party atmosphere. In reality, hell will be filled with only suffering and anguish. In the Holy Bible, Luke chapter 16, verses 22 and 23 tells of a man who died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. If you think there will be any pleasure in hell, you will be surprised. And I'm here to tell you, dear friend, don't be surprised. Do you put off thinking about death and eternity, hoping it will just turn out well for you? Well, the Holy Bible says in St. John chapter 3, verse 18, "He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." The person who has not trusted in Jesus Christ is in peril of eternal condemnation already. Hebrews 2:3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" These matters are too important to leave unconsidered or to wait till sometime in the future. Jesus Christ shed his blood and died on the cross to pay the punishment that you deserve, that I deserve. The resurrection of Christ is proof that God accepted his payment for sin. If you do not receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be surprised, and I am here to tell you, don't be surprised. So, beloved, if you have never responded to God's offer of free salvation through Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, "And thou, you shall be saved." Call out to the Lord Jesus Christ to save you now. Come to him as a needy sinner and put your faith and trust in him today. He will save you by his amazing grace. You might express your heart to God in a prayer like this. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins and for mine. was buried, and rose again on the third day. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your 10 commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe with all of my heart that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, for it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you have turned to God in repentance and put your trust in Jesus Christ, the Bible says you are now a child of God, saved and have eternal life. Because God says so, you are now ready for what comes after death. You will not be surprised. Dear friends, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract or pamphlet this podcast is based on today was written by Stephen Lyon and published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at mwtb.org, and when you get them, pass them out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.